at the MapShots Customer Conference. I'm visiting with Brian Holt with John Deere. And first of all, Brian, tell me what you do for Deere.
I'm a technology solutions architect on our API enablement team. Basically, what I do is I work with our software partners to identify what kind of integrations they're looking for, and then I work with our internal development teams to help figure out how to make that happen.
Well, I know I enjoyed attending the API Integrators Conference you guys held last year. This conference here with MapShots, as I understand, you have a relationship that might have sprung kind of out of that Integrators Conference concept.
Yeah, absolutely. So MapShots is integrated with our My John Deere Data API. That allows them to pull down files that have been transferred into My John Deere using our wireless data transfer product. It allows them to kind of sync the files in and out of My John Deere with their AgStudio product line.
I have heard it, you just overheard it maybe here more than once, people talking about how surprised in some cases and pleased they are with how that cloud system is working. How is that working for you? How would you describe it, and especially with MapShots?
Well, we hope it's not a surprise, I guess, but no, I think it has been working pretty well. We've got so the wireless data transfer product itself is now in full production. You can go to your John Deere dealer and sign up for that if you have JDLink Ultimate on your machines. The integration with MapShots was pretty smooth. They were one of our early partners with that API, and they did help us find a couple of bugs, but by and large, it's been pretty smooth for them and pretty easy for us as well.
So as one of the presenters here, what did you come to talk about with these attendees?
Well, we basically wanted to support MapShots and their demo of their integration with John Deere's data API, My John Deere Data API. And then we wanted to be here to actually answer any questions that their customers have about how My John Deere works, how our data sharing agreements work, things like that. Make sure they have any questions answered.
This morning we had an opening general session where we talked about a lot of different things about what MapShots is doing with AgStudio. One of the things that came up took a little while was data and data privacy. How do you address that in working with somebody like MapShots and your joint customers, I guess you'd say?
Yeah, we take it very seriously. We have a data privacy statement that's available at johndeere.com/trust. But we work pretty closely with our software partners, including MapShots, to make sure that they understand what our guiding principles are and that they're responsible using our shared customers' data.
I just got to say, interject a comment here. We just had the president sign the farm bill at Michigan State University in East Lansing, and behind him on the stage was a John Deere tractor. Can you imagine that?
That's good to see. I always like to see green equipment, so that's great news.
I didn't dawn on me right away, but, oh, it's because they're the Spartans. They're green. Of course that made sense. But anyway, so you are hanging around to talk with some of these folks. Outside of your presentation, have you had some interaction? What kind of questions do you get?
I think mostly people are really curious about how they can go get wireless data transfer. It seems to be something that people are excited about, not having to move the data cards around manually. So we've just told them that they should work with their John Deere dealers to make that happen. And I think that's really been, I mean, I think it's just a general sense of excitement. They're happy to see the product out there.
Well, with your system, it's more than just I can take this file and stick it on a server, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So with My John Deere, you'll basically have a place that you can go and see the data. There's some agronomic maps and things like that you can actually see what has been happening in your fields. And that product suite will continue to expand over time as well.
If I remember, we kind of refer to it almost more like a platform that's doing a lot of things, not just one particular function.
Yeah, right. So you'll be able to see things that you would have seen in JDLink in the past. So, you know, equipment positions, where, you know, the trails through the fields, your machine status, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm betting that with some of the shows coming up, we'll hear some new announcements from John Deere. It just seems to be the case. It's coming out as faster than anybody, I think, might have expected. So, I guess in closing, when it comes to this relationship here, just a closing statement about what you'd like people to think about in terms of John Deere and working with MapShots.
Well, if you're a MapShots customer and you're a John Deere customer, then look for how to integrate your two accounts so that the data flows seamlessly between the two software products. And I would say if you're a customer of another FMIS provider, then talk to them about integrating with my John Deere as well.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Brian Holt with John Deere, who is one of the presenters here at the MapShots Customer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.